harm, really. You go out there, they're laughing like hell. This is the biggest mismatch that's ever happened in baseball. Just laughing like hell, and everything. Well, we start off and we get up to ninth inning, we're tight, and the Army would generally always walk four or five in a game.
Oh, yeah.
We're tied up 1-1 at the end of the ninth inning. So, and Mark Parmley, hell, he's not walking to anybody. He's grinning out there on the mound half the time. And every time I come up to bat, he'd be grinning and everything else, you know. It must have relaxed him and of all of his emotions and everything else, you know, to the whole thing. And just pitched like hell. And we went right into the 17th inning, 1-1. And he hadn't walked over 2 or 3 men yet. And for this time, now the game didn't start till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know, by this time now,
it's got to be getting dark.
I mean, the sun is getting down.
Yeah.
And they had the people, the photographers were on the fields, you know, then, you know, and everything else. And the cameramen were all out there. There happened in the 17th inning, somebody hit a ground ball to Bartell, and Bartell made a wild throw to Terry, and the guy goes down to second. Mm-hmm. Next guy bunt him over to third, and one out. And Travis Jackson playing third, got first catching. Mm-hmm. The photographers are all out there, and you know how they run.
You get
the right angle. Ready to get a plate. Guy, Nick Better hit the high hop at Jackson. He's right down the line, and the guys with the camera who had to get you know, the play coming in from on the third base side to get the catcher, you know. And, just as Jackson threw the ball, he was going to get him easy. All the lights went on out there and blinded Mancuso, and he missed the ball and scored the winning run. That sounds like old stories that somebody makes up, but that is absolute.
I can see how that could happen. Sure.
And Parmley, that's what amazed me, that Parmley could, and he, you never saw him more. Loose, guy, just loose as a goose out there all the time for 17 innings, you know. and I think he walked either 3 or 4 men in 17 innings.
Mm. That's the amazing part of it all right there. Yeah.
If he could have controlled his emotions, he'd have been quite a pitcher.
Yeah. What's your best memory out of baseball?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought about that too much. I think the proudest that I ever was. Naturally, you do get into the big leagues, mm-hmm. And you get to be we were in those days, especially. You hope before you get out of it, you get to play in the World
Series. That's right.
You get to play in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, they never played the Star Spangled Banner only, not for everyday games.
Just no.
All-Star just or World Series games.
Right.
So here I am, I'm going to start the first World Series game. And they don't play the World Series until you get on the field, mm-hmm. And you get out there and get all ready.
Yeah.
And I believe that the most emotional that I ever was in my life was it seemed like 30 minutes to take to play that
Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, Star-Spangled Banner. I'm telling you, things are running up and down my back and all over and everything else. I think that the most emotional that I ever was in as far as the ball game is concerned.
I can believe it.
That's where I just couldn't.
I think Glenn Wright told me that that was much the same with him, that his biggest thrill with the chills going up and down was the opening of the 1925 World Series.
Well, you know, of course, Hill had been went to the Giants in 1928, and then this is 33, you know, and they were going along, and you hear lots of people that never did get to play in the World Series. They've
absolutely.
Had a long career.
Yeah, great careers.
Great careers. Ted Lyons and those guys have been in there for 20 years.
Oh, Walter Johnson barely made it.
He right on the tail end.
Yeah,
exactly. Just barely did.
Who was the toughest out for you?
Damn, Joe Medwick.
Really?
All he wanted you to do is just get the ball close enough to the plate. He didn't know who. He didn't know,
he knew
whether it was a curveball or a fastball or what it was. He just wanted to attack the ball, see?
Uh-huh.
And the hell of it is, he would, a lot of times you'd think if he was going to pitch inside, well, he'd pull the ball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If outside, well, he'd hit the other way.
Yeah,
you know?
The field.
Well, that didn't make any difference to him. He just might hit either one of them the other way. You could. In the big leagues, you know, you pitch them one way and play them one way.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make them hit the one side of the field,
you've
got a big advantage.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that with him.
Hmm.
You couldn't do it with him.
Not that Yogi was as great a hitter at all as Medwick, but Yogi was unpredictable
as to what he'd
swing at and where he'd hit it.
Exactly right. He was the same type of hitter.
Other than yourself, who was the best National League pitcher in your days?
Well, the... well, in the you said in the National League.
Yeah.
Well, Dean for up until as long as he lasted, you know.
Yeah.
Dean was the best pitcher.
Did he have much of a curveball?
He could. He could when he wanted to.
And he didn't generally need it.
He didn't. He had a
big motion.
You know, he had a sidearm delivery.
Mm-hmm.
He had, of course, he's one of these sidearm deliverers like Johnson. Most sidearm deliveries are sinker balls.
That's right.
But they rode in there and they just take off. But I've seen Dean throw some good slow curves, real good, and get them over the plate.
Yeah.
Get them over the plate.
Especially after he hurt his arm. That's about all he.
Yeah,
could
that's
throw
all
then.
He did throw yeah. then.
You had somebody in mind in the American League as the best pitcher.
Well, Gomez was a good pitcher, was a real good pitcher, I think.
You think Gomez was better than Grove?
Well, no. Grove was probably he had a longer and much better record than Gomez.
Actually, Gomez surprisingly didn't even win 200 games.
Oh,
but he had
Johnny
Murphy behind him.
And then World Series. He was a great.
Oh, he was great in the World Series.
See, he had won six and lost none in the World Series.
Yeah.
And that's what more or less, in my mind, what I said Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
But Grove had to be, you know, in that era, the great.
Yeah. Who was the best hitter in the National League? Was it Medwick or somebody else in your day, or was he?
Well, it was for me. For me,
against you,
against me, he was. And I tell you, he's got a lifetime average of nearly 330.
Oh, yeah. He's way up there. But you saw Hornsby for a few years, not much. He was close to the end as
close
a player.
To the end, but he stayed around though quite a while. But he pitched hits, you know. He played up to 1935. He's still
that
eligible.
Right?
Well, that's right. But he didn't get in.
No, he wasn't in much after.
No, didn't.
Well, I think 29, 30, 31, 2 would be his last year. Was he the best right-handed hitter in the National League?
Well, yes. Yeah, he was as far as contacting the ball and not trying to pull anything. You know, he hit the ball where it was pitched and everything else. You know, he was more of a right field hitter than he was a left field.
Yeah, that's part of it. Would that be due in part the way he stood way back in the batter box?
Well,
throw it into the ball, which would almost.
Well, he didn't con him at all. He just he did it by accident. He didn't do it by saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he stood right as far back as he could get, and out in the outside corner, and he strided right towards the plate.
Yeah, see? That's right. I know that.
And that just put anything out over that plate, boy. He could he just wore it out. And I tell you what, you could do. You could get the inside corner of the plate with a fastball. That's where you're kind of a hitter you'd have to work on. And you could get the inside corner of the plate, and he'd fall back, and umpire'd call on the ball every damn time. Every time.
Yeah, at 34, he was managing the Browns, and pinch hit or played some. He hit 304 even then.
He said I know that if I can hit that ball by anywhere back through the box, it's going to get by that pitcher, you know, majority of times, because he hasn't got time, you know, to do anything about it. And then it's always a base hit. You get you by the pitcher.
What do you think about these artificial surfaces?
Oh, it's a joke.
Isn't it? It makes a different game. That's artificial surfaces and night ball. Night ball has its good points, but they both are for the benefit of the owners.
Absolutely.
You don't get rained out as much on artificial surface, and you get bigger crowds in night games.
That's true. I mean, they come to that, but